Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight around the world, and welcome everybody. And tonight program circled around an article in the local paper here. Actually, it's in two papers, the Suffolk County News and the Islip Bulletin, an article about inner sight and how the fight goes on after 31 years, meaning that the ADA really has not rescued us and helped us and given us freedom. So that's the idea of the article, and we're gonna have it read in a little bit. But I want to thank the editor, Nicole, Islip Bulletin, Suffolk County News, and I think she also oversees the Long Island Advance. So, and I want to thank the reporter, Mariana, who I think did a great job in getting the idea of inner sight out there, because inner sight does mean freedom in so many ways. For millions of people, it would bring freedom. Mm-hmm. And one of the basic ideas that we want is the individual who is disabled to have supervision of the money that is supposed to be there to help you. A basic, fundamental idea that if you pay the person or people that are supposed to be providing services for you, you pay them yourself. Mm-hmm. First of all, they have a lot more respect for you.
Yes, they do.
They know that you're providing their...
the services.
Their well-being, their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it gives you more authority over your life.
Tell me about it.
You know, and it gives you a sense of security. And, you know, it gives the person who's working for you a sense of security. Mm-hmm. Why do you think a lot of these celebrities and movie stars, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, they have people mm-hmm. that work with them for 30, 40 years and plus.
It's because
they establish a relationship with that person. Mm-hmm. It's not just the money.
Right.
You know, because they have the means to pay these people. Well, the means is there for the disabled, too.
Yeah.
More than enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not being used right.
That's true.
And that's one of the main problems that we face, and that's one of the biggest downfalls of the Americans with Disability Act. They don't do a thing to make sure that we, the disabled, have supervision over the money that's there to help us. That's one of the major downfalls of the ADA, that wasn't inculcated. If you don't know what that word means, it means put in, it means driven in,
exactly.
It means
established,
you know,
too.
Taught.
Yeah.
Taught.
Yeah.
So that's one of the major drawbacks of the Americans with Disability Act, that there's no money behind it to begin with, but then the funding that is there through these so-called programs is not governed by the ADA.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Inner Sight and the Islip Bulletin and the story, and I'm going to ask Suzanne to read that. Now, take your time and read it.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I'm coming
to
it right now. Okay. Please bear with me. It's a long article. Not long, but summary. It's entitled 31 Years After the Passing of the ADA, the Fight Continues. And it also does say Inner Sight Advocates for the Disabled right at the very top. It's in bigger print. Okay. Frank Perino remembers when the American with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990. A lot of people praised it, Frank said, of the bill. I'm not one of them, and it's true, I wasn't either. Perino, who is blind, is the founder and executive director of Inner Sight, an organization that advocates for the disabled. One of his main complaints is with the enforcement of the ADA. For example, if a disabled person launches a complaint against a company, it can take years for the issue to be resolved. You can't call the federal government and say I'm being discriminated against. They won't let me on the bus with my guide dog, Perino said. Inner Sight, which was founded in 1986 and is completely owned and operated by disabled individuals, has made many outlets through which they advocate for the disabled. They have a half-hour TV show, radio show and podcast, which is this. Hello, everybody. And are currently developing a show for YouTube. These outlets typically highlight someone's personal story of struggle due to disability and the lack of support they receive from the government. They also take and answer caller questions. One of the biggest things, Perino said, individuals, employers, and companies can do for people with disabilities is just listen and take action when something is brought to their attention. One such company is Suffolk Transportation, Inc., which runs Suffolk Bus Corp. The company has known Perino and Inner Sight for quite some time and has always made an effort to be receptive to feedback they get from customers. I think the most important thing we do is listen, said Tommy McAteer, Executive Vice President of Suffolk Transportation. McAteer told the story of a customer who was blind and had a service dog at a board meeting. She brought up that when the bus would make a turn, her service dog would slide around the bus. After listening to her remarks, the team at Suffolk Transportation purchased rugs for the bus to prevent service dogs from sliding around. We try to make the services as receptive and responsive as we can to people's needs, McAteer said. Suffolk Transportation recently made a $2,000 donation to InnerSight, which they do annually. Perino is currently looking for someone to match the donation. Going forward, Perino hopes InnerSight can help as many people as possible whenever they be disabled or in his words, the average person. And that's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah, and a very good article in so many ways, because one of the things I just want to point out before we take a break, it's so true, you know, that the government is there, whether you like it or not, and sometimes people don't like it, but it's there, and it protects you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't protect you when you're disabled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I have I'm going to use myself as an example. There are millions of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a court now going on, arbitration now. 5 years because they wouldn't let me on a bus in New York City. I was on my way to a nursing home to help a blind woman with a friend of mine. This is the excessive ride now, specifically for the disabled. Wouldn't let me on the bus. Okay, we called the police. They didn't even show up. They have no jurisdiction. You know, they have no say. They have no power. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a typical example of no enforcement on a simple, everyday thing by this time, you know, should be understood that a blind person has a dog and, just like somebody has their eyes. ADA does absolutely nothing. In fact, the guy who did this to us gets off scot-free. Nothing happens to him. You know, there'll never be any real justice in this case, no matter what happens in the court. Because this guy gets away free. So that's the ADA. That's how the Americans with Disability Act treats us. There's a typical example.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were president of this country, I would be embarrassed to let that happen.
Me too.
I would be so embarrassed that I would track that son of a bitch down and throw the book at him.
Yeah.
But nobody does that. Behind the ADA.
I would say, okay, now that you have done what you've done, you're going to be in with your anybody that you know of or you don't know of. You're going to, you know, experience everything that a disabled person experiences. Along with, you're going to have a lovely time with this. You're not going to really be happy about what you're experiencing, and you're going to experience it. That's all.
Well, you got to have a law. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying right now.
What
you
got to
have
is,
a law.
Right.
Be clear on what you just said, because
I'll be clear. 1 second. Let me finish what I have to say. What I was saying is that they should be like a community service type of thing with the disabled person, and with the disabled person, then after that, there should be enforcement. Both should happen at the same time. You know, this
It depends on the individual situation.
That's true too.
You know, I wouldn't want to do anything with that guy.
Oh no, he wouldn't have anything to do with you personally. But I'm very sure he should have something to do with, you know.
There should be a law, a criminal law, to interfere with somebody's safety, because that's exactly what he did. He interfered with my safety, with our safety, so much that we couldn't go help this woman.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, and 609-388-7004 is the Akita number. You want to adopt an Akita. Tom's River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. 609-388-7004. Big East. AkitaRescue.org. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember some who have passed away. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey, and Ollie Campbell, to mention a few. So take care of the children. Watch out for them. I don't think the ADA does much there either.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. And Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And if you need dog food or cat food, we got a good number for you. Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's the organization. Number 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Dog food, cat food, medical. Gary survives on donations. You can check in with his Facebook, his website. Or you can call 631-484-3085. All right. Inner Sight. And Inner Sight and Nobody Starves on Long Island. Mm-hmm. Around the world, Inner Sight. 516-783-9662 if you need civil rights counseling. You know, James Bahamundi is the guy. So check him out. And we got the Able News coming up.
Yes, you do. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight. And check us out in the islipbulletin.com, or you can find the story in the Suffolk County News. Great article. Pass it around for us. Help us match that $2,000 that Suffolk Bus donated. We greatly appreciate that. All right. Innersight.info is our website. Or if you want to email us, innersight@pmail.com. No attachments.
We have one caller. Sorry, when you get a chance.
Yeah, don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org. You got the one on the nursing home facilities, and you got the one on the service dog. And the ADA, by the way, talking about tonight and how, you know, 31 years and they haven't given us who are disabled our freedom. ADA doesn't do a thing when you're denied a service dog. It doesn't even insist that the guide dog schools be licensed. And it doesn't do a thing when a person's in a nursing home and the nursing home is taking all their money. That person, the ADA should have protected us protected people in that circumstance by saying that the person has the right to declare hardship under the federal ADA. You know, and if the nursing home doesn't want to accept that, the person shall have the right to go to court and fight for that hardship and say, look, I can only pay you $20 a month or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the ADA should have extended itself and said that the agencies for the blind and the disabled must raise the money to help that disabled person who's in the nursing home. All of that and more should have been in the American Disability Act. We're seeking an appointment with our congressperson, and we're going to let him know. The question remains, is he going to do anything about it? All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to comment on the article, or you want to just comment in general? We're talking about how the ADA and how the fight goes on after 31 years. All right, who's on the line?
We have I'm not sure. We have I think it could be Danny, but let's, just ask. All right, here we go.
All right, we'll take a phone call.
Here
keep it clean or we'll boot you off.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Inner Sight.
Hi, how you doing?
I just wanted to give you guys an update on Regina.
Oh, good.
Apparently, now they will not let me speak to her at all. They're
okay.
Coming up with every excuse known to man. That, she isn't available. She doesn't want to speak to you, which, of course, they're just trying to get off the line.
Are you her healthcare proxy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. He is.
Well, don't they know that?
Apparently, they don't know that only.
Oh, then maybe she didn't tell them.
St. Joe's knows that.
I think you better bring the proxy letter. Do you have the proxy letter?
I don't even. You think I can get a copy from St. Joe's?
You probably could. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why don't you have a copy of the letter if you're the proxy? I don't understand that.
We had to do this, Frank. She's been in since last July. Point being, we had to do this on a whim.
Yeah, but there should be something in writing. In the nursing home, and you should have a copy of it.
Right.
Well, apparently, and when she was in the other rehab facility, the in Middle Island, they were fine with it, but now that she's transferred over there, every time I call, they make it seem like they don't want to hear from me.
Nice.
Yeah, well, are there visiting hours over there?
I haven't found that out yet. I'm trying
to... You gotta find out.
Wait for that, yeah.
Yeah, find out about the, call the general number, find out about the visiting hours. But it sounds like you got to go there. And straighten this out one way or another.
Frank, if I have to, I will.
Yeah,
I'm
trying
to leave that for last resort. but if I ask you, I certainly will be up there.
Yeah, you should have something in writing that you're her, if you're her proxy, that should be in the record.
Yeah, it's helpful. It definitely is helpful when you need to do something. Danny, believe me, I used to bring that with me a lot with my mom because they would conveniently lose it. No joke.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
If that's what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her.
Yeah.
Every time I'm on the phone with her, she's like, yes, I want that. Yes, I want that. And the funny thing is, when 5 days ago,
well, then it's got to be in writing. If that's what she wants, it should be in writing. Hey, do me a favor, Dan. When you find out about the visiting hours, let me know, all right?
Yeah, please.
I want to go up there, too. All right?
Dan, you still there?
I think we got cut off.
I think we did, too.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650, and there's a typical example of how what's the ADA going to do about this? The Americans with Disability Act. What is it going to do about a person in a nursing home? They take your money, and if you have any assets, a house or a condominium, they'll try to take that away. And the ADA does absolutely nothing about it. To me, that's a disgrace to this country. It's a disgrace to the politicians and to the disabled and to people who pay taxes.
Yeah.
You pay taxes to the federal government. Part of that tax that you pay goes to protect people. And then they pass a specific law that's supposed to be for the disabled, and it doesn't do that.
No, it doesn't do anything. It really doesn't.
So you have a horrible situation, you know, with people trying to live their lives in all different types of disabilities. And the way people can help is people ought to, as much as possible, expose this. You know?
Oh, yeah.
In other words, if you have a company and you want to help, yeah, it's nice if you can make a donation, but even if you can't make a donation, you know, you can use your business to give us more exposure. Let us join with you and send out a news release demanding that this law, the Americans with Disability Act, be enforced, and demanding that the President of the United States passes an executive order that the agencies must, under mandate, raise money to back up this enforcement.
Yeah.
That's what companies can do. Now, look at the benefits that you can get from that. If the news picks up your story, you know, they're going to say, well, so-and-so has a car washing place or whatever it is, and they believe that disabled people, that the Americans with Disability Act should be, or we believe that this law should be enforced and that people should be helped because we pay taxes. You know? You see, if every company did that...
Oh, God. We'd have a movement.
So we would have enforcement.
That's right.
I would say within 30 days.
I agree with you. We'd have a movement.
So that's
going.
How people can help. You're going to read this article, hopefully, in the Islip Bulletin, in the Suffolk County News, and next week we're trying to get it in the Long Island Advance. We've alerted News 12 and Eyewitness News on it.
Yeah.
We need companies to stand up with us. You know, and while you're doing that, if you want to match the $2,000, fine. But you don't have to. Help us stand up and give us the power to create a news story. You know, even if you have a small business, how can it hurt you to want rights for disabled people? And many of you who are going to do this have disabled people in your family or are disabled yourself.
Right.
This is what we need to happen. And believe me, it'll work. It'll work because the news is going to have to pay attention to this.
Of course.
So there's a million-dollar idea for anyone. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna talk to some of our friends about this. We have several friends in business. Sunset Restaurant, Beccaro's, Kennedy Realty. There's three right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask them if they would do this for us, and we'll send out a news release.
Yeah.
What have we got to lose? Now, my good friend Olga Murray, who's the town clerk here in Islip, she's helping. She's going to have this article sent to my congressman.
That's good.
And hopefully, you know, we have a meeting. I'm going to invite Olga to go with me because she's one of the top people in the Republican Party out here. And hopefully we're going to get this guy... this congressman, who I voted for, to create an amendment of this law and even try to get public hearings on how the ADA has failed people. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Not just to get up there and say, oh, this is a wonderful thing. How about all the people it's failed?
Yeah, a lot of people.
You never hear about that. That's what we need.
Definitely.
We need to bring out the truth on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? In the long run, the government, in helping bring about enforcement of this law, and I mean immediate enforcement, on the spot, will save money, because along with that, they can mandate the agencies to start raising money to make everything accessible. And that has to be part of the whole procedure. InnerSight, 213-816-1650, television. We were on tonight at 7:30 on the Altice Channel 20.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, and as you heard, read in the article, working on the YouTube show.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the studio time, and we're going to be shooting programs, and some of those programs will go up on YouTube.
That'd be
so
great.
We'll promote that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, InnerSight, and I want to thank John Corrado, Tom McAteer, Phil, the another vice president, Ray Grimaldi, some of the execs of Suffolk Bus, for not only donating the money, $2,000, but now joining us with the media.
Yeah.
That's a big step forward. A major company has endorsed Inner Sight in the paper. I'm hoping that other companies will see that and say, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, and why not send out a news release about my company? I could use some good publicity.
That I teamed up with this other company, and we helped the disabled achieve what they need.
Well, we want to get the enforcement of the ADA. That would be the idea of it.
Yeah.
You know. So there you have it. And you know, this Islip Bulletin, it's a small town paper, but it's got a lot of power.
It sure does.
I'll tell you, it really does.
Yeah, because people want, you know, things to, you know, do well in their, you know, community. So they actually look towards the community papers sometimes to get those small little stories and bring them out, too.
Yeah, well, this is not only the community. This affects
bigger.
The whole country.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we have Louie.
What we're talking about is not just local.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this goes all over the country, and I would take a guess that 2 or 3 million people, or maybe more, have been disappointed by the ADA, have not been helped in different situations.
If you go down to it and you say to people exactly certain things that what I have been through, you have been through, and certain things, that you start getting a list of people on a like blog or something where they actually sit down and people start talking. And once you get that, believe me, you're going to be like, holy cow, a lot of people have been through a lot of stuff. And you're going to start to realize.
Well, you can put everyone in a nursing home on that list who's disabled.
That's right.
Put them on the list. The ADA is not helping them.
No, they aren't.
They won't do a damn thing about a person they're taking all their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that situation alone, and couple that with all the people denied service dogs.
Oh, God.
There's another. It runs into the millions that aren't being helped.
My grandmother never wanted to be in a nursing home, but she never had a choice. Never. And that was in the 80s. She never had a choice. Nope.
Yeah, and then along comes the ADA, and it doesn't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that people on a committee working on this law did not know about all these disabled people in nursing homes.
No, they knew.
That would be
the
damnedest lie of the century.
That would be a devil's
thought. They knew.
Thought.
Why didn't they put them in there? Why didn't they do something about it?
Yeah. They put them
somebody
in there
someplace.
Lack of housing.
Somebody someplace bought somebody out.
That's what I think, too. Didn't I tell you that from the beginning? I told you that from the beginning when I first met you. I said, somebody bought somebody out.
Sure. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Inner Sight.
Yeah, it's been very difficult, ladies and gentlemen, because you have, you know, people, you know, having, you know, they face their assets, you know, being garnished when they go into nursing homes. They, we have one person who's a, you know, advocate for InnerSight who has that problem right now. We're, you know, we're not going to say who this person is, but she has a problem with that right now. She's about to lose everything because they say, quote, they cannot find, you know, home health aides for her. You know, it's just
really
bizarre.
Yeah,
where's
the ADA on that?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Doesn't the ADA say and a home health aide must be provided by law?
No.
Does it say that?
No.
How can a law like that not include that kind of a statement?
That's right.
I mean, every which way you turn,
you have no freedom.
It doesn't protect the person.
Now, I have a big problem myself. I'm sitting in a bind myself. I don't know what's going to happen in the next, I'd say, few weeks or month, I'm going to say. I have to find out how I'm going to be placed onto a certain program, and if my aides, you know, improve, then they'll come with me. But if they don't, guess what? I might not have a program to go to.
Well, you got to find out how much money is involved.
That too.
See? You got to find out how much money is involved. And if anything goes wrong and the money's there, you got to demand a hearing.
A hearing ain't the word. I demand going on television and demand going on
TV
at that point.
They can't leave you out in the cold. Especially in July, if the money is there and they're not going to help you,
mm-hmm. Right?
What the hell kind of a thing is that? And no ADA, no Americans with Disability Act,
no nothing. Yeah.
Well, let's see if these people who are supposed to administer this program, let's see if they're going to stand up for you if that happens.
Yeah.
Where are they going to be? Are they going to run like hell like they always do?
Yeah.
InnerSight won't.
I know.
We won't.
Definitely.
I just made friends with a woman who runs the Farmingdale papers, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And she would... You know, she would, her editor, I bet you would love a story like this.
Oh, I would tell her. I am very, right now, at a point that, right before I came, like, on air, I'm like, my whole, you know, inside sunk, knowing, you know, how long this thing, you know, is going to go through.
Well, this is the kind of business that we're up against.
I know.
How can you go through this knowing...
Mm-hmm.
That the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, is not behind you.
Yeah.
What kind of a thing? What kind? I mean, this is what the Nazis did.
Yeah.
To people. You know, this is what the terrorists do. This is what these conquerors did to people. They made it so that they were the bottom line.
Yeah, I know.
That's wrong. That's what's wrong, so wrong with this whole situation. You know?
Definitely.
Well, you got to demand a hearing. There's got to be some kind of a law there.
It is. I have to demand
the money is
there. They act quick. I'm very fortunate that tomorrow the woman who's starting this program is calling me. We're going to start everything, and I'm going to tell her how I feel about the situation.
Well, you should tell her now. If I don't get this program and the help I need, I want to start a hearing process right now. It's going to take
right
a while
now,
to get it. You should
start
it now, so they know you mean business.
I can't do the hearing without being on the program, so that's the only thing. It's very, very regimented on everything. This program isn't that bad. It's just that I might not have aides to cover me. You know, that's another
Find out what kind of a hearing system there is.
With the
that she could tell you.
Yes, she can.
There's got to be that. That's one of the things that that should be pointed out in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know that you're entitled to a fair hearing.
Yeah.
But you see, this whole thing comes down to what we say, the money.
Right.
If the money was in that in your name for these aides, they wouldn't be pulling this crap.
Yeah, I know.
There'd be no question.
Nobody would be pulling this crap, to be honest.
No.
Nobody. Absolutely nobody.
No.
From every aspect of it. I
you know, I got to tell you, way back when, we wanted to help these aides, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
We wanted to fight for $20 an hour. Remember that?
I remember. Yep.
We wanted to go to the union. We wanted to demonstrate.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to.
But they wouldn't do it.
That's right.
They got to stick up for themselves, too, and for the people they're serving.
Right. And now, I was blamed in the sense that I was told, well, you never came to our well-being and our sticking up. I sure did. You know, not for nothing. I said I would, and when I say I would, it means something, you know.
What do you mean? We wanted to take it on.
I know.
They wouldn't do it.
I know.
I remember
but
that.
I remember
told them
that
we
too.
Would.
Yeah, I remember that.
They wouldn't
too.
Do it.
That's right.
They want more
but then
money?
Again, yeah. I think
tell
so.
Them to do
mm-hmm.
it now. We'll do
I don't
it.
Think they're going to right now because we have a little bit of a... my husband
wow.
is fed up with these two, so...
Well,
that's
then they can't want more money that bad if they don't
exactly.
want to do it.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's really what it's about. But you gotta watch out for yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Because these people chew you up and spit you out. Inner sight.
Yeah, they will. Trust
we
me,
won't.
I know that too. Now that I know.
All right.
That I know.
213-816-1650. Talking about the article, Islip Bulletin, Suffolk County News on Inner Sight. Anybody on the line? We missed. We had a call.
Yeah, we have Louis. He's actually waiting.
Louis on the line?
Yeah, your friend.
Oh, he's a day
friend.
Early.
He is a day early.
Well, he's not going
to
stay on the line until tomorrow night.
I don't think so. Hold on.
All right, put Louis through. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Louis the Lip.
Louis the Lip. Here he
live.
Comes. Come on, love. Okay, here he is.
Uh-oh, hey, Frank.
Uh-oh.
I'm on the wrong day. I thought it was Friday night, but
yeah,
Thursday night.
Right. Uh-huh.
You're the right guy, but you're on the wrong day.
Yeah,
right.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, Frank. Sorry, Suzanne. I thought it was Friday. I thought it was past Friday, but today is Thursday.
I think you wanted
yeah.
to say hi.
All right, well, that's all right. Hey, Lou, since you're
okay,
on,
Lou.
Give him a give him a commercial for tomorrow. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I already did that since Tuesday. Remember I told you about
yeah,
before?
Do it again.
Do it again. Yeah.
Okay, let me take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Louis Rivera, or Rosanna Dana might call it. And make sure you stay tuned tomorrow night, 8 to 9 o'clock, Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio from 8 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to talk about Rosanna Dana, the swap, and all that stuff. And talk to the ladies in the bathroom with a swab. I'll give them the love drops to the ladies. And we're going to have a lot of fun with Pat Cooper and watch that guy named Honeymooners and Buffy Casalvo and your friendly philosopher, Lauren Hardy.
Did everything.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, Lauren Hardy the Suave has lied.
Uh-oh.
That tickle your fancy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Okay.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Tell your dad or your mom to get the Islip Bulletin, an article
yeah,
in there
in
about
it.
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Well, the Islip Bulletin?
Yeah.
Yeah, or the Suffolk County News.
One of the two.
Yeah.
We're in
so what about the Suffolk County News?
An article in there on Inner Sight. Either paper, the Suffolk County News or the Islip Bulletin. Can you remember that?
Yeah, I get around to talk to my father and my mother about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they get the... Yeah, any one of the stores that has the papers, they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I know all about it, Frank. I know all about it. All
right.
And what's the name of that? What's it that you put on? Da 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 da.
All right, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know, but we'll
your friendly philosopher.
Oh,
yeah, tough philosopher.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you for calling in, Lou.
I already called. I call you on Tuesday, and I call you on Friday. Open mic on a Tuesday night, and Father's on a Friday night.
Right.
All right. Hang on, Lou. Let me. Can you hang up a
thank
second
you.
Because my thing is not quite working here. Thank
you. Okay. Love you, Suzanne.
Love you too, Lou.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Take care.
Yeah. So. How long does it take? You know, Bob Dylan song, Blowing in the Wind, classic.
I can't find my paper.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
You got to clear the board.
News.
Yeah. I think you forgot.
Bob Dylan's song, Blowing in the Wind, how many years does it take? Before people are allowed to be free.
Mm.
How many deaths will it take before people have realized that too many people have died? You know. All right. It's been 31 years since this law has been out.
Yeah.
31 years, as mentioned in the... in the headline of this article, a brilliant move, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A brilliant move. 31 years, and not one person who has been denied, let's take the worst kind of disability, not one person who's been denied their eyes in the form of a guide dog has ever been protected in the 31 years by the Americans with Disability Act.
Not one.
Isn't that a disgrace?
Yeah, it is.
Flag to this country?
It's a disgrace to the country more than the flag, the whole country.
Shouldn't that make the president, President Joe Biden, shouldn't that make him stand up tomorrow and says and go into Congress and say, I want this law enforced. I want it made criminal to deny a blind person the safety of a guide dog. That doesn't mean that the schools are all going to get arrested. It means that they're going to be accountable. That's the difference. They're still going to have rights. The only difference is we'll have rights. We, the disabled. That's what the president should do. By some miracle, somebody tells him about this show, or he hears it or he reads it in somebody reads it in the Suffolk County News, and he realizes 31 years and no protection.
Yeah.
That's a disgrace, world. How can we talk about other countries when we don't even have it here?
That's right.
Inner Sight, tomorrow night, the Frolics, don't forget. We'll have a lot of
fun
with that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, get the article. Pass it around. Put it on your Facebook. Help us either try to match the funds, the $2,000 that Suffolk gave us, Suffolk Bus, or the idea that I put out there before. You have a business. You want to get some great publicity, you know. I happen to be very good friends with Michelle Charlesworth from ABC News. And I used to have a couple of other good friends who, some of them have gotten old and passed away. You know who's a good friend of mine? Gabe Pressman, one of the most beautiful guys.
He was.
If you ever wanted to, I never forget Gabe Pressman. He was the guy, I used to call him up with all these stories. And you know what he said to me one day? He said, oh,
yeah.
my news director told me not to stay on the phone with you. I said, well, what'd you tell him? I said, get the hell out of here. I threw him out of my office. That was Gabe Pressman.
That's right.
One of the greatest anchors that ever lived on NBC.
I remember.
One of my buddies, man. I'll never forget him.
Yeah.
You know? I don't even know if Gabe's still alive. You know.
Yeah.
And another beautiful guy from, used to be with Channel 12 out here, now he's with the LI News, Drew Scott.
Oh, yeah. He's alive. He's around.
Another buddy who loves Inner Sight.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the radio news out here now.
He is now.
So we know some people. We know the people that we can call. You know, contact us with your business if you want to help. And it's not just we're going to ask you for money. It's more than that. See, we're going to do something to help you.
That's right.
And that'll ricochet back in helping the disabled. And as I said, I'm gonna go to all our friends who have a business and present the idea to them.
Yeah.
You know? And I bet some of them are going to do it.
Definitely.
All right. Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Let's see, our phone number is 631-224-3090. All right. And
we have another Skype caller, but they came in kind of late and you were talking, so it'd be a little difficult to put them through now.
Yeah, well,
but
we only got a minute. We only got a minute and a half left.
Yeah.
Call back tomorrow night, caller.
Yeah.
We want all the people to know who are trapped in nursing homes that Inner Sight is with you.
Yeah.
You know, and that we believe it's horrible. We believe it's horrible that the ADA does not stand behind you.
That's right.
If the other agencies believe that, believe me, it'd be a hell of a lot easier for you to get out.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. And 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Go to innersight.info. Don't forget to pick up the Suffolk News and the Islip Bulletin. You can find the Islip Bulletin online. islipbulletin.com. and you don't have to pay for it.
.net.
Get the article.
It's .net, Frank.
.net. iSlipBulletin.net. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everybody.